Right. Okay, and this is Dior interviewing Maya.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, well, what was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment of my life is when I won an all-expense vacation to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun?
It was amazing. I stayed at a 5-star hotel. I ate amazing food. The people were nice. And I got $3,000 to spend, so
can't go wrong with it. What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I learned who your real friends are and how to be yourself even in the most darkest times. You might be ridiculed about things that you do, but you should just look up high and think to yourself that I'm the best that I can be.
And do you think that you've became the best that you can be right now?
Well, not yet, because I would like to.
So you think you're getting there?
I'm getting there. I'm on the road.
I can't say it. Okay. What is the best? Oh, my bad. Tell me a story about your name.
My name. So my mom named me after a famous poet, Maya Angelou. That's why my name is Maya Angeline Bojan, because she loves Maya Angelou. And I like Maya Angelou as well. Like, she got me into liking Maya Angelou. She changed my name instead of M-A-Y-A to M-Y-A because she still wanted me to have my own originality. So that's why.
That's interesting. Okay. And what are you proudest of in your life?
Probably one of the proudest things I've ever accomplished in life was actually one of my arts saved a person's life, because they were dealing with a lot of depression and bullying, and them seeing my art made them feel better and actually encouraged them to draw as well. So I felt really accomplished about that.
That's pretty good. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I can see myself probably still in college, because I want to go become a rheumatologist. I can see myself still drawing here and there. Probably finally getting Netflix and watching anime, and probably wishing that my OTP had finally came, but you know.
My kid.
Yeah.
True.
I can.
Yeah,
my
in a manga.
In a manga.
What about 20 years?
I probably see myself. I want to own a house, a big house with a lot of yard space.
Like a suburban home?
Yes. And I would love to own 2 Arctic foxes, which are now legal in Pennsylvania to own. And I'll be naming one Blizzard and one Winter.
You should name one of them. Fuji. Fuji stands for Winter.
I know.
That would be nice. What would you like to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as that one fun, outgoing girl that everyone just knows about.
Like, people like, oh, you know her? Yeah, everybody knows. Like,
yes.
That.
Like, in my family, I want everyone in my family to know me.
I have one more question for you, and then we could be finished, because I see you sitting here like, ooh, don't I want to draw? And for some reason, I am not popping up. I am sorry for the long wait, people who are listening. And I'm looking high. There we go. I'll ask you the question. In growing up, how did you know which way was the proper way to act in, like, social environments?
Well, that's all thanks to my mom. That's all thanks to my mom, because she was raised to be a lady, and she always told me, like, manners and how to address yourself in public, how to be respected as a person. No matter what environment you're in, you should always be respected, and if you must get out of character to earn that respect, do it proper and not aggressive.
That's a very good interview. Thank you for talking with me, Maya.